broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, September 30th, 2022. 14 minutes past the hour. I think we need a little mic adjustment here. There we go. I think that's a little... Oh, maybe. Oh, one day we're going to get these mic issues worked out. Okay, I think that is a little better and maybe a little more where we need to be. Maybe that's why Opal couldn't hear me. Have you ever just had a day in your life? You know, today's one of those days. We started off earlier in the program with that Lee Greenwood interview, which Lee Greenwood was very nice, and I thank him for coming on the show, but I have no idea what his joke was, or if it even was a joke. Now, we talked about this earlier, and if anybody has any new insight on this, please give me a call here at 740-383-9944. Now, if you didn't hear it earlier, here is what happened at the end of the Lee Greenwood interview. We were talking about his show tonight at the Palace, and I said to him, do you have any regrets in your career? And he says, well, I was asked that a few years ago during the pandemic, and I did have one regret when it comes to the song God Bless America. I said, what was it? And he said that it's not Hotel California. Now, at this point, I started to laugh because I thought that's what I thought he was telling a joke, and then there was dead silence for like 3 seconds, which is an eternity on radio, and then I laughed some more because he didn't say anything, but I'm not really sure what the joke was. If anybody knows what the joke was, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If anybody even remotely understands that joke, I would love to hear some insight into it. 740-383-9944. And then we have Opal Covey, who was on the answering machine this morning and wanted to call in. And, of course, we let her call in, and you saw what happened. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Chip. How you doing?
Good.
What's new at the zoo with you?
Me tell you, us vote again Wednesday.
Oh, another... Oh, you know, that's right. There's another vote coming up this coming Wednesday in the regard for a new contract for Kroger to see if they're going to go out on strike or not.
You made fish in the hole in the morning.
You listened to who?
You talked to her.
Oh, that last lady who was on Opal?
Yeah.
What'd you make of her, Chip?
Oh, her mad.
Yeah, she seemed a little mad, didn't she?
Yeah.
It was kind of like one of those Dateline shows, wasn't it? Kind of like a true crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said her sister was murdered and all kinds of stuff. So what's new with you, Chip? What are you doing on these cold days?
Nothing.
Now, you only work at Kroger South now on, was it Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 9?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to see Chip, if you want the best bagger in the business, you go to Kroger South out by the mall, 5 to 9 on Tuesday and Thursday. So what have you been watching and doing, Chip?
Watching and good. And NWA.
Oh, the NWA?
Yes.
So, what's new at Kroger out there? You doing anything fun?
We're buying.
Now, what do you think that last lady who called in last hour, Opal, what do you think she should do?
A stop gas.
Do what?
Stop gas.
Oh, stop it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Well, I'm still... Now, you listen through your television, don't you, Chip?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got us on this morning. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Good to talk with you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, the legendary beggar himself, Chip, from Kroger South, out by the mall. He's there every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 9. You do not want to miss him. All right, phone lines are open, 18 and a half minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Does anybody understand the Lee Greenwood joke? That's the question. And the other question is, Opal called, as I said, sometime during the week. I don't know. I haven't been here since last Friday. And all she said was, I have something I need to tell you. So, that's what you got last hour. Now, Opal, if you don't know her, she's kind of a real celebrity up in the Toledo area. She did run for mayor, and she's done some shows up there, and she's very well known in the area. When people say they honk at her and all that sort of thing, I have no doubt about it. But Opal has always kind of been a little left of center. And honest to goodness, I don't know what that was earlier. I don't know anything about it. But on this radio station, we allow people to speak their piece. So that's what we did. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you something about Opal. There are two things I'll tell you about her that are truth. Number one, she uses a landline telephone, so you can hear her very clearly. I do like that, because everybody's on the cell phones now, and that's a little more difficult to hear. So we love that Opal's on a landline telephone. Number two, she is entertaining. Now, I did ask her if she was nuts. So, you know, it's not like we avoided that, because I'm sure a lot of people think that she probably is nuts. But she is entertaining. You know, people like that Dateline true crime, you know, ID channel sort of thing. And you certainly can't say that she doesn't have a little bit of that in her. 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or thoughts on Opal. And again, all of our regulars out there, Sarah and Trish and our Pina Grigio couple and Ryan, of course, I'd be interested, do you get the Lee Greenwood joke? And outside of that, do you understand Opal Covey? Did you get it? I'm not sure I got it. So, and Mary's out there listening. So, give us a call. We'd love to hear you on the air and figure out what's going on. 740-383-9944. Now, we're getting down to crunch time. After 2.5 years, we're coming down to this competition about an hour from now. Now, Abby will be in here pinch-hitting for Linda in the noon hour because Linda's on vacation this week. And we've come down to the competition time. Now, we really still don't know what the competition's going to be. That's how interesting this will be. So what we will probably do is we will we'll talk about it for 15 minutes, and then we'll actually have the competition probably at 12:30. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's put-up or shut-up time. For her. And really, this is all on her. This really doesn't have much to do with me, because I have never made the assertion that I could beat anybody, and I have never made the assertion that I was strong. Those are her two, what would you say? Those are her two statements over the last 2.5 years. So today, put up or shut up time. We'll find out. And maybe there'll be somebody else here, too. We can only hope that there'll be somebody else here. We have put in an invitation, but I have not heard back from that person, so I do hope they will be here from 12:15 to 1 as well. So we will see how that all shakes out as time goes on. And again, I want to make the point clear before we get to the 12 o'clock hour that this is not about being, you know, male chauvinist or feeling down toward women at all. All I'm saying is just genetically, men tend to be stronger. Now, I'm not saying that all men are stronger than women. As Sarah pointed out in hour number one this morning, she could be a very strong woman. I would not doubt that at all. But I'm just saying Abby does not strike me as a strong woman. That's all. Now, that's not a negative, because there are lots of people who wouldn't strike me that way. So, we'll see what happens in the noon hour. Okay. Well, I have these newspapers in front of me, thanks to Judy Summers. And I have this this article in the Marion Star from September 27th about Marion County officials saying churches are needed in the battle against drugs. Now, that very well could be. Leaders of Marion County law enforcement agencies believe that the local faith community has an important role to play in addressing the ongoing drug problem. This could be. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller. Hey, Trish, haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
All right. I just turned the TV on this morning before I got out of bed and heard that Opal person. I was just mesmerized the whole time. I couldn't feel, what is this? Who is she? What's going on?
Well,
did you say her last name is?
Her name is Opal Covey. Here's what happened. Probably about 8 years ago, she ran for mayor of Toledo. And so we had her on the show back then, and that's kind of where the relationship started. She ran a couple times for mayor and became kind of well-known in that area because she is a little eccentric. And she has stayed in touch with us, and I was not in the office this past week. When I got in here this morning, there was a message on the answering machine from her saying she needed to talk to me. And I called her, and I said, Opal, I said, I have some time this morning at 10:15 if you want to come on. I had no idea what she wanted to talk about, and you heard it, what it was.
It seems like maybe a year ago when I turned on the radio, she was on there one morning, and I telling that same story, but I only heard the end of it. And I thought, what is that? And then I turned it on this morning, and I thought, there she is again. I said, is this a rerun?
No, she did tell a similar story, but I think it was that they took her sister. I don't think it was that they killed her sister. I think that was the change this morning.
Oh, okay.
Although I don't know that they've killed her sister. I think, has passed away. But, what do you make of her in general? Now, here's what, she is entertaining.
No, but I'm just at a loss for words. I just couldn't figure out what is her game? Is it real, or is there corruption up there in Toledo? Because she mentioned a judge, and he is a real judge.
Oh, she knows the people. I mean, like I say, she ran for mayor. She knows those people.
Yeah. It looks like they could get her for slander, something for that. She's calling them corrupt and signing illegal guardianship papers and stuff like that. I hope nothing like that is really happening.
But what do you make of her in general? If you were just to hear her, I mean, do you think she's on the level? It sounds like she believes what she believes.
Yeah, she believes it. But, I mean, doesn't seem like, I mean, she said she had stuff that had papers in her hand and all this stuff. If she's got proof, they ought to be able to do something. And why didn't she get an autopsy?
Well, that's a good question. Apparently, she stopped her sister's body from being cremated, but I don't know where it's going to go from there.
Yeah.
Now,
sounds like she thought that later on she could get the body exhumed again.
Oh boy.
But it seems to be like, why wait to get it all out in the open now? I mean, she just sounds a little, not a full tank there.
Yeah, I agree. Now, Trish, did you hear me tell the Lee Greenwood joke? Do you understand it?
I didn't hear the Lee Greenwood interview.
Well, here's what it was. Let me just tell you, he was good. He was a good interview earlier this morning. But at the end of the interview, the very end, the last question I asked him, I said, do you have any regrets? And he said, that's interesting. A couple years ago when the pandemic started, somebody asked me if I had any regrets, and I said, I only have one regret, and it's about the song God Bless America. And I said, well, what's that regret? And he said that it's not Hotel California. And I, I wasn't sure what he was, and I kind of laughed, but then I thought maybe it's not a joke because I didn't understand what the joke was, and then he didn't say anything for like 3 to 5 seconds, which is a long time, so then I laughed again because I thought, well, maybe it was a joke, and he didn't get angry, so I think he was trying to make a joke, but I don't know what that joke is. I mean, do you know what the joke would be there?
No, I don't understand that at all. I thought he was supposed to be, you know, serious, patriotic, and everything.
Well, that's what I mean, Hotel California is a great, popular Eagles song, so I could get...
It's a little iffy in its meaning, too, but...
Right, but I could understand where he might be saying, oh, I wish I had sang that song because it's popular, but his song is super popular, so I don't understand what the joke was.
Unless he doesn't, maybe he's not as patriotic as, I don't know, maybe he thought that typesetting or something rather, typecasting.
I asked a lot of questions in that interview about God Bless America, and to be honest, I can't speak for him, but he seemed as if, yes, he likes it, yes, he sings it at every show, but it has overshadowed his other music, and I got the impression that he did not like that.
Okay, yeah, that's what I said, he typecasting. He wanted to be more known for his music, and more rock-like.
Yeah.
California, I guess.
Now, the other question I wanted to ask you, because I know you've been around for this entire drama that we've had going on here, and it's about to come to an end here in about 45 minutes. I know, we're about to come to an end with this, thank goodness. What do you think is going to happen in about 45 minutes at noon when Abby drags herself in here?
Oh, my... Have you got anybody there to referee?
Well, I just heard from the person who I thought was coming, and they still might be coming, so that'll be good. Now, honestly, you heard last week's show. Now, that was the first time she'd been in a year. What did you make of last week's show?
Well, it was more of the same back and forth. I mean, it seems like that. Everything she does or says, you want to put it down. I don't know. Well, I guess that's just the way you two are with each other.
Well, you felt
so cool. I wouldn't be able to keep my cool if I was her.
Well, no, you felt that I was being a little condescending toward her.
Yes, I did.
Right, no, and I understand that. Now, but here's what it really is. I think because you guys hear me every morning, it's different for you to hear me talk to her like that, because obviously I don't talk to other people like that.
No, you don't.
Right, and I think the difference is that she comes in and knows how to provoke. Like last week, you know, she said some things to me that were not very appropriate, and, I think that's what it comes from. I think that's where the condescension comes from.
Well, I don't know enough of the history, but...
No, but...
I wish you good luck. Now, she doesn't... She looks like a perfectly normal...
Right!
...young woman to me. I mean, she doesn't look like she's not... She looks like she's in shape to me.
Well, no, exactly right. And I'm not saying that she's not, you know, I'm not saying she's out of shape. That's not the thing I'm saying. What I'm saying is when she says she's strong, you know, she doesn't come off to me like maybe a woman who works on a police officer. You know, I would not mess around with a female police officer because they could handle me. She's just an average girl, and nothing wrong with that, but she doesn't strike me as strong, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, you might be surprised because my daughters are pretty strong. They're not weightlifters or anything like that, but I mean, they get my air conditioners in and out of windows and help me with all the heavy lifting around here.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you this, and this is just, and again, I'm not trying to be male versus female, but when you get in these competitions that we have talked about, like running and push-ups and sit-ups and arm wrestling and these things that have been brought up, usually a male will win those competitions if it's an average male and an average female, just because of genetics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying genetically, she's not, I don't think she's going to win, and I don't want to come off badly, poorly, because I win, because I'm not trying to beat her. I'm just trying to, you know, do what's right to prove that what she said might be wrong. That's all.
Okay, what do you know what you're going to do?
I don't know yet, because the race thing would have been good, because, you know, I walk and run every night, but we can't do that on the air, and like I said, the thumb wrestling isn't going to work, because she's got those man hands, and, and I don't mean that mean, I really don't mean, she would tell you that she has man hands, she would say it herself. Matter of fact, I think she's the first person who said that to me, was that she had man hands. And, so we're not going to do that. And, the sit-ups and push-ups, I don't, now that could happen, but, obviously, we both can't get on the floor and start doing push-ups because there'd be nobody on the air. So, here's what I think might happen. It might be, maybe I'll count the push-ups, because I can still sit at the microphone and do that, and then maybe we'll have the competition. I don't know if it'll be the arm wrestling. I don't know if it'll be the... although I think that's bad, too, because if you beat a girl, that's not very impressive. You know, it's, oh, you beat a girl. And if you lose to the girl, then you look like a joke. So I'm not even sure that that's right. I don't know. Well, we're going to take the first 15 minutes and figure out what the competition's going to be. Now, see, Mary's saying arm wrestle, but I, honest to goodness, that's not good for a guy. Don't you agree with me here, Trish?
Yeah, because you're, genetically, you have the advantage.
Yeah, genetically, I have the advantage, and when I would beat her, nobody, they'd go, oh, you beat a girl. But if she would happen to win, if she would cheat and win, then if she got beat by a girl, and you certainly don't want that going around.
What about something on the level like... jumble words or Scrabble or something like that, see who could figure out the most jumbled up words or
something
cerebral or something.
Right. Well, I think the reason we're on these physical challenges is because she said she was strong. Now, one day we are going to do something mental here, you know, and Scrabble would be a good one, or something with words would be a good one, but... and I think we'll maybe do that in one of the future weeks when I'm sure we're going to have a third person here like Linda or Michelle or somebody like that. But I don't, you know, I just don't know how. Well, and also last week, now you remember, you'll vouch for this. I did not say this when the Facebook Live was on, when I said, prove to me you're strong. Did she not say, if I had short sleeves on, I would show you? Now, to me...
Oh, I guess she's going to show you your muscle.
Well, right, but see, now, isn't that somebody who's got a little chip on their shoulder trying to put it to you?
I don't want to take sides. Now, what time are you actually going to do this?
Well,
is it going to be live?
Yeah, we'll be live. She'll be in here at 12:15, and but we're not going to do the competition until 12:30, so Sarah can be on lunch and hear it. Now, just remember, though, I'm not being condescending to her. What really is happening is, you don't know her, like, she'll cut me off a lot of the times. And that's her, I guess what I'm trying to do is just point out that she is not always right. Because sometimes she says things that aren't really true, so I feel like I shake the rug and straighten them out.
Okay, then.
Well, Trish, it's good to hear from you.
Now, which Facebook should I look at, WWJH or Scott Spears?
I think it'll probably be on mine. I think you'll probably be online.
Oh, it's got the spirit. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hey,
okay.
Thanks,
I'll
Trish.
Try to catch it then. Okay.
Appreciate
Good
it.
Good luck.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the build-up to the big competition, and we thank Trish for calling in. And Trish doesn't understand the Lee Greenwood joke either. I don't understand it. And Opal, oh, holy mackerel. Well, 38 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to, we got three big things here. The Lee Greenwood joke. Does anybody know what that was? The Opal Covey interview. What, does anybody know what that was? Or the competition coming up here. Boy, I'll tell you, time is coming up. 35 minutes from now? Yeah, 35 minutes from now. So does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. Remember, I am in the studio again. 740-383-9944. And we will stream it live just for picture purposes appropriate time, 12:15. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Now, I wonder if Sarah has taken a poll on the bus. Does anybody understand the Lee Greenwood joke? Does anybody understand Opal Covey? I hope she left on Opal Covey on the bus, because, boy, if that didn't scramble people's brain, nothing will. And do they have a feeling about the competition coming up? Okay, well, like I say, it's an interesting article here in the paper about Sheriff Bales saying that churches are going to be needed in the help against drugs here in Marion. It's going to be fascinating. Leaders of Marion County's law enforcement agencies believe that the local faith community has an important role to play in addressing the ongoing drug problem. Bishop Gregory Draper of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church asked law enforcement and court officials how churches can be more supportive of what it is that you're doing and how they can get engaged. So there you go. What do you think? Do you think the churches would be involved at this particular point? Do you think they should be involved? Do you think they will help the drug problem? I don't know. That's an interesting topic. I've never heard of that. I don't know. I guess I have probably heard of that in communities before. It'll be interesting. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here and let me know what you think. We would love to hear from you today with about 20 minutes left in this particular segment of the show. You know what? We didn't touch base with Lee earlier on. We tried to give him a call, and I think it just went to voicemail. Maybe Lee could understand. You know, he's a guy who knows what's going on. Maybe he could understand what in the world the whole bit was with Lee Greenwood earlier. So let's see if we can find Lee's number here and get this all straightened out. You know, last week we had an awful lot of participation when it came to the noon show. Go figure. There's Lee. Let's see if we can get a hold of Lee now. Let's see here. Hello? Oh, there we go. Let's see if Lee's around now. Maybe he can understand some of this. We've been two strikes so far on this morning. Tried to call Judy.
Your call has been forwarded to...
Nope, we did not read... Well, we hope Lee's doing okay. Oh, you know, something I did want to mention. I did not have it written down this morning. One of our longtime listeners from way back in the early days, Ed Atkins, passed away this week at the age of 70. And we were sorry to hear that. He and his wife, Linda, were longtime listeners of the station. And I was sorry to hear of the passing of Ed Atkins this week. Again, at the age of 70. I know a lot of people out there remember him calling in. He was with us for a long time, to be sure. So, Ed, wherever you are, Hope you're still listening. Now, there's something interesting also in this newspaper here, if I can get to it, about issue one. You know, the elections are coming up here. This is state issue two. Excuse me, not issue one, issue two. It says, Ohio voters will decide this fall whether non-citizens can vote in local elections. State issue two, which would change the state constitution if a majority vote yes, proposes that only adult U.S. citizens who legally reside and are registered to vote in Ohio for at least 30 days can cast a ballot in future state and local elections. Backers of the amendment say it's important to uphold the integrity of citizenship, while opponents argue it's an unnecessary part of a trend to cut down on voting access. Now see, this gets very confusing, because then there's a question here, can non-citizens vote in Ohio? Well, I would not, I mean, don't we all vote and have to pull out our driver's license and all that sort, be registered? So here's the thing. The Ohio Constitution already states that every citizen of the United States of the age of 18 years and has been registered to vote for 30 days is entitled to vote at all elections. Federal law also prohibits non-citizens from voting in federal elections. But in 1917, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the state's Constitution Home Rule would give cities the ultimate power over its own local affairs, allowed municipalities to expand voting rights in city elections. Back then, that meant a city could allow women to cast votes in local elections, even though the right to vote was generally reserved for men. What spurred this ballot issue was when the village of Yellow Springs, well, we all know they're crazy down in Yellow Springs, what spurred this in, let's see if we can find the rest of this story here. What spurred this issue was in Yellow Springs. In 2009, voted to allow non-citizens to cast ballots in local elections, but Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose ordered officials to take to table the measure. No non-citizens in Yellow Springs have registered to vote since then. State issue 2 would make clear that a city's home rule does not override the requirement that only adult U.S. citizens can vote. There have been few instances where non-citizens allegedly registered in Ohio for which LaRose sent criminal referrals. Non-citizens who don't cancel their registration after a second notice can face felony charges. So what is the point of this, I guess, is the whole question. Why are we voting on this? Now remember, the whole thing is, the issue two is to change the Constitution that only adult U.S. citizens who legally reside and are registered to vote in Ohio for at least 30 days can cast a ballot in future state and local elections. But that's already the way it is. So, you can't register to vote if you're a non-citizen. You'll get turned over for criminal charges by the Secretary of State. And you've got to be registered for 30 days as a citizen to vote no matter who you are. So why are we creating a rule? Why are we even having this issue? Does anybody understand it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I guess I do not understand that one. That's a strange issue. Maybe that's why it's not getting a whole lot of talk in Ohio, but that's issue two. Ay, ay, ay. Does anybody understand that? 740-383-9944. I don't get it. But you know what? I could be wrong here. 740-383-9944. Why do we need that issue? If that's already the rule. Oh, my. You know I had a paper here that dealt with issue one. And I'm trying... here we go. Issue one. Voters to decide bail question with state issue one. Ohioans will vote this fall on a constitutional amendment that would make it easier to keep people behind bars before trial. The proposal says that when setting bail amounts, courts must consider public safety, a person's criminal record, the likelihood they'll show up for court, and the seriousness of the crime. Opponents warn that the amendment would not necessarily improve public safety, that they say it would exacerbate an already broken money bail system. Reforms are needed, just not these particular changes, opponents say. Okay, well, don't courts already... A judge usually sets bail in a trial, and it says that it would be based upon public safety, a person's criminal record, the likelihood they'll show up for court, and the seriousness of crime. Don't we already do that? Isn't that what a judge takes into account if the person is a flight risk? So why are we voting on that? You know, I wonder sometimes with these state issues. So apparently issue one and issue two are already things we do anyway, but apparently we want to put those in the Constitution in writing as if somebody's not doing them. I don't understand it. But as they say, to each their own. If anybody's got an opinion on issue one or issue two, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What in the world is going on with state issue one and state issue two, which apparently we already do? State issue one would make us look at things when it comes to bail, which I think we already do, and state issue two would not allow non-citizens to vote, which they don't already. But apparently, we want to put it in the Constitution. That's what we're all here about. 740-383-9944. Now, that's the state Constitution, remember. Not the local Constitution. Or the federal, national constitution. We're not talking about the Constitution of the United States here. We're talking about the state constitution. But again, what's very confusing is we already do... I wonder who thinks these things up. Or am I wrong here? Does somebody feel they need to be put in the state constitution? Do we need to put those things in the state constitution, even though more or less... they already exist? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 51 and a half minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. Does anybody have the answers here? Holy moly. What a thing. You know, it's a shame we're not hearing from Judy Summers, because I know she had a particular interest in immigration. She used to like to talk quite a bit about immigration on the air. So hopefully she gets her fire stick hooked up pretty soon so we can hear from her on issues like this. But, you know, I just don't know when it comes to stuff like this. To me, I think we're wasting our time, because I don't know that we do this stuff now anyway. If we were doing this stuff, then I could see it. But we're clearly not. So what is the big deal? Apparently something went on in Yellow Springs. But Yellow Springs is a whole different area anyway. Isn't that where Dave Chappelle, the comedian, moved to Yellow Springs, Ohio? Because of their different kind of community, I guess is what we would say. I don't know. It's all very interesting. when you look at it. You know, and what would be the problem? If people in Yellow Springs want to do something a different way, don't we like when cities get the chance to overrule what the state is doing? Didn't we just do that here in Marion with the fireworks a couple weeks ago? The state has said you can light off fireworks on certain dates, but didn't the city council just approve a measure a few weeks ago saying that you can't light off fireworks in Marion on those dates that we have now superseded the state constitution here locally? I mean, didn't we just do that? So what is the big deal? Becomes the question. So again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, this ultimately becomes part of a bigger question. Should the city make the decisions, the laws? Should the state make the laws? Or should the federal government make the laws? That's really the bigger question here. Who should be making the laws? The city, the state, or the federal government? And I think when we get that question answered, then we'll be able to move forward. Because that, you know, these are all things that have to do with the state, this issue one and issue two. But if the city can supersede the state, well, what makes the difference? And it's my understanding that the city can supersede the state. Because we just did it with the fireworks law here in Marion. And the bail one, which is issue one, I really don't understand that. Because all those things that they want to take in account for somebody's bail, I think they already take into account for somebody's bail. Don't they? I mean, I'm pretty sure they do. So why are we adding that to state law? And again, issue two is not allowing non-citizens to vote. We already don't do that, because you have to be a registered voter for 30 days anyway, and you can't be a registered voter if you're not a citizen. Matter of fact, apparently the Secretary of State will prosecute you with a felony if you try to do that. So why are we making these laws? Does anybody have any idea here, with about 4.5 minutes to go here before the break? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If anybody can figure it out, let me know. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 4 minutes. Now, does anybody have a thought on any of this? Not necessarily should we vote for issue one or issue two. Just more in this particular case, why are we? Aren't these the laws anyway? That seems to be more to the point here. Who knows? You know, I think we're going to be giving away a Farmer's Almanac at some point. Maybe more than one Farmer's Almanac, the old Farmer's Almanac. We do have some of those to give away, so we'll probably be doing that in the weeks to come. And you know, I'll tell you yesterday one thing I noticed, because I have Halloween decorations, and I'm thinking, I found them last night, let's put it that way. I found the box, buried away in the closet. And I thought, here we are tomorrow, October the 1st, which is when people normally put up the Halloween decorations, or they do it the day before. You know, some do it today, September the 30th. But, it's a project. It's a project to put up decorations, much like at Christmas. I really don't think people decorate all that much for Thanksgiving, to be honest with you. But I'll tell you, at Halloween and at Christmas, a lot of decorating goes on, to be sure. 57 minutes past the hour. But, you know, I wonder if Halloween decorations are going by the wayside to make way for fall decorations, autumn decorations, you know, the leaves and the cornucopias and things of that nature. Now, do you put out Halloween decorations, like skeletons, Draculas, cobwebs, all that sort of thing, or do you just put out fall decorations, cornucopias, leaves, apples, all that sort of? How do you decorate? Because we're getting to that season. 'Tis the season. Halloween or fall, autumn. 740-383-9944. You know, I did hear the other day that McDonald's was going to be giving away the old Happy Meal Halloween pails. Do you remember those old Happy Meal Halloween pails they used to give away? During the month of October, they would give you the Happy Meal, but they would give it to you in a Halloween pail, like a pumpkin that was purple or orange or something like that, a ghost. I heard they were going to do that again, but I don't know if they are doing that or not. That was just a rumor that I had heard. And I also heard that McDonald's was going to try to do classic Happy Meals, give away classic McDonald's toys, I guess it would be, to drum up business for the Happy Meal. You don't hear too much about the Happy Meal anymore. There used to be all kinds of commercials and publicity when it came to the Happy Meal. But that's not really there anymore. I don't know what changed. Maybe this will change it back. Do you remember when the Pepsi company, during the Halloween season, when you bought a 12-pack, used to have a decoration of, like, Frankenstein or Dracula or a ghost or a goblin on the back, a witch on the back of the Pepsi box? You'd cut that out and you'd use that for a decoration. Although I never saw people hanging those in their windows or anything. I don't really know what people did with those. But that used to be a big thing. I don't know if the Pepsi company does that anymore. I really don't buy many 12-packs. More 2 liters and trips to McDonald's for soda than a 12-pack. Does Pepsi still do that with their 12-packs? I don't know. Will this retro fit help Halloween for McDonald's? I don't know. What I do know is we're coming up on a break. And when we come back from this break, it's going to be very, very interesting. So stay tuned here on WGH Talk. We will be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, sealing things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody stealing. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this. And so I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, in teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
You know, is there any particular reason, I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, some truck hit it the other day. And,
oh, gosh.
And it shook it up. It didn't come down, but I thought about taking a shotgun in there and blow it up.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Like us on Facebook by searching WWGH, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and clicking like for exclusive content.